أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. In the ayah that we read yesterday, that Jahannam will be brought to the people where they will be gathered for Hisab Kitab on the plains of reckoning, and it will be brought for, to them there to be, then they will see it. And our yaqeen and iman is that Allah has got qudrat over everything, and that Allah Ta'ala, it is not even what there's just one command of Allah, kun, and it can happen. But Allah's system is that He uses the malaika to do this, so they will bring Jahannam there. The other aspect of it is, which we also have to consider, is just the very sight of Jahannam will cause so much of fear in a person. The various types of azab and punishment which is in Jahannam, and a person sees all this, this also will cause him great, great anxiety and great parishani. And it will, though a person won't be in Jahannam, but just seeing Jahannam with the flames and the fires, all the snakes, and what huge, huge snakes there will be, and the various types of punishment. And a person is in that anxiety of Hisab Kitab on the one side. On the other side now, he sees this Jahannam. And then on that day, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Us din sochega aadmi. On that day, a person now will think that what I should do, what I should not do. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Or kaha fayda pahunchega usko sochna. And what will that remembrance at that time help him? Now is the time in this world. Like in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. In this world that command is. Whereas that fire of Jahannam is not yet. That is all those things that will lead a person to the fire of Jahannam. Save yourselves also, your families also from all those things. And today is a time when the full onslaught is not only on a'mal, but it is on our aqidahs, our beliefs also. So a person has to make great effort for himself, for his family, that we get saved of all the azab of Allah Ta'ala, especially that our aqidahs be correct. If a person's beliefs are not correct, then a person who has to stay in Jahannam forever, that will be the most terrible thing that can happen. And if a person has to just enter Jahannam also, that is also so terrible. But at least if his beliefs were correct, his amal were wrong, and then he will be released from Jahannam at some time or the other. So on that day, a person will think and ponder, but it's not going to help him on that day's pondering. This world is the is Darul Amal, is the place to make Amal. And the Akhirat is Darul Jaza, where we will be given the returns of our actions. So that won't be, the person will realize clearly, but that realization is not going to help him there. And we, that we have been given the Quran Sharif, we have been given the Hadith, all the teachings of the ulama, we have got everything on the plate. We have no excuse. The kuffar, nobody has got an excuse, but they don't know, they don't believe. We believe in this, and still if we don't prepare also, then that will be very, very sad for us. So that will be a day when a person will realize what is right and what is wrong. Fortunate is that person whom Allah Ta'ala makes realize in this world already, that what I did in my past, whatever wrong there was, and a person makes tawbah and istighfar, and Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and so kind, that even if a person's not only actions but aqidahs, beliefs were also incorrect, And now he makes tawbah, that person also, Allah Ta'ala showers him with his mercy. A person could be an idol worshipper for 1,000 years, but he makes tawbah, immediately all that sin of his is wiped out. And he will be regarded as a muwahid, a person who believes in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And we know, have many cases where a person, wrong, non-believers, just before mort, they make tawbah, they correct themselves, and they pass away with iman. So a person must never become, lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. With regard to our amal also, whatever we have done wrong, with regard to our aqaid also, and we should connect ourselves, and Allah Ta'ala has left it clear for every person till the day of Qiyamah that what the correct aqidahs are. And if we just have to make that effort and look into our heart and see that who do we think genuinely have got the right beliefs, we will easily be able to identify them, and then we just have to overcome our pride and then associate with them and then accordingly make our beliefs. But it is our pride that keeps us back. So a person should really become conscious and make sure that at least our aqidahs, which are the most important, that they are correct. And then we correct all our amal, our akhlaq, our muamalat, our business matters. Everything a person should correct, and then he goes directly into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us of that day when people will now meditate and ponder, but that on that in the akhirat, it's not going to help them. It is here that we have this, and that we are reminded by the Quran Sharif over and over, that we meditate on this and correct our lives accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.